Good morning, gentlemen.
Remember, Dr. Kapala Kovadale, we learned last time on Sunday, we learned Matarike is Gashi and Rashi, and we also learned Rashi and Tosis. A couple of the orders that came out during Shi, that today asked to speak out. One of them was when Tobin asked, why didn't Rashi spell black and white? So the reason why consider a chob and yachayim is because it's a shuta yachayim. Let's just speak out quickly the Gemara of Allah world, and then we can discuss it. The Gemara said, in Mishnah said, if you eat, v'tayfer a chob and damage, v'tayfer a chob, it's bottled. Tidir a chob, it's chayim. Rashi and Mishnah said, Rashi in the Gemara says, no, Tidur Rechava is not Rishatira. Rashi in the Mishnah, the common Tidur Rechava, Rashi in the Gemara, to the master of the common Tidur Rechava, and he explains why I come to Shmuel, you're tired. Rashi says, She'ein Derech Shvarim Lenechishom, Hilker Chalam Rishatira Rindom. It's not normal for Shara to go that, so it's not Rishon Tzara. Rashi in Kulei Alma Lepigi Lechayim, which is explaining in the second lashon why everyone agrees by Machzeres Lechayim, the Lohoi Olah Lahatz the Rishon the Tzidur Chava. He shouldn't have turned his head off to the side. Shouldn't have done that. So according to Rashi, the reason why Lechayim in Tzidur Chava or Machzeres according to Rab in the first lashon and Rab in the second lashon is because the animal shouldn't have gone there. Not derech hiluchon. Ain't derech shvarim lenechishon or ain't derech shvarim to turn its head. It's not normal. It's not normal what it did, and therefore the animal, the bala, behemoth, the pig. Rashi doesn't actually explicitly say the reason why your chayiv is good to shut an isik. That Rashi doesn't actually say. The reason why your chayiv is the animal shouldn't have turned its head. The break of David last time, why didn't Rashi just speak out? That's to shut a yochid. That's why your chayiv. One hour that was mentioned. Another hour that was mentioned, this Yeshua started, I corrected him on this point. Yeshua summed up shit with Rashi. So it comes out, whenever the animal shouldn't have done what he did, the balabos, the bala animal, bala bema, is going to have to pay. That's also not true. Because if the animal walks off into a chotze she'ena shoshneh and eats stuff there, then not chayv within shem. Even though the animal shouldn't have walked there. So it's not, you can't sum up just in one line saying, if the animal if the animal did something he shouldn't have done, then it has to pay. You don't need to pay. So why? What is it that specifically here, if the animal did something he shouldn't have done, it's going to be chayv. Here, if it goes to tzidir rechava or it turns its head, it did what it shouldn't have done, it's chayv. Why should that be? So you can't just define it based on what the animal did, if he did something normal or not. Elamai, you have to say, the chiluk is, whether it's shusha yochid, shusha nizik or not. But Rashi doesn't say that word. So we come back to Reb David Tahara. Why didn't Rashi speak out? Poshut. Why didn't Rashi speak out? The reason why you're chayv on the side of shusha yochid is because it's shusha nizik. The reason why you're potter in the middle is because it's not shusha nizik. The animal did something what it wasn't meant to do, meaning it went into an area of Rosh Hashanah. Why didn't Rashi say that? That's two hours on Rashi. When we got to Tosfos, oh, we've done with a big smile on his face. We got to Tosfos. Tosfos starts off. Here's Rekundras. I didn't find the word I wanted. Okay, so. It's a Venerari, in the heart, almost towards two-thirds of the way down the Tosfos of Masseres. And Tosfos says it's Pshat Venerari, The Tzidir Rechova has Shili Chotzan Nizek. Here Tosfos does say that's the pshat. Tosfos says clearly black and white that the sides is considered Chotzan Nizek. This is very good. So Tosfos, beautiful, speaks out. Rashi doesn't speak out. What's going on? Why does Rashi not speak out at this point? There was an oral asking. And then, Siyata Shemayim, I saw in Chiddush Rebbe Nochum, Mamish speaks out at this point with explaining beautifully. There's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. And this is something which is today for us when we're learning Shem to try and work out. What is the patur of Shem? Shem and Rishus Rabim is potter. Why are you potter for Shem and Rishus Rabim? Is it because you have to let the animal walk in Rishus Rabim? So, Mela, you can't be machayel an animal in Rishus Rabim. You have to let the animal walk. It's okay for the animal to walk. Or is it because it's not Chatzar Halizik? Why is it that you are potter in Rishus Rabim? Is it the potter of the rabbim? Because what can you do? You have to let your animals walk. You have to let your animals roam around. That's like the Rosh which we saw in the Rosh. You can't expect the person to be standing on top of his animal the whole time to stop it from eating things. And therefore, the Torah says, you're potter. Let's call it like, something like that. What can you do? The Torah can't expect you to be a malach, so you're going to be potter. Is that the reason why you're potter? Or, no, the pasuk says clearly, "Ovir b'stei achel." The pasuk says it has to be rishus hanizik. And if it's not rishus hanizik, you're going to be potter. So which one is it? Is it the Torah has nothing to do, or is it no? The Torah says clearly it has to be rishus hanizik. Which one would you go for? Say both. Why do you need to say both? Why do you need to say both?
Baseline is that it's Shem says be always achel.
So why is that not enough? Why is it not enough? The Torah said that's
reason behind it.
You want to
deeper understanding. You say it's okay because you see the Lashon in the Torah is very often. There is something there.
So you're saying the reason is because the Pasuk says we have to say and it's not. If you want to understand deeper why the Torah would say that, maybe. So when we looked at the Rif, and we saw the Rosh on the very beginning of the Sefer, he does say the first one. He says because it's okay. He says okay. Shani is why? Why do you need that? The Pasuk says a baby se'achim. And also, it's not always true even. You can have cases where it's not okay, and there'll still be bottom. It's chotz shein
is shoshneim. You go to the duty to look after your animal damage. You can be expected to allow your animals to walk down the ropes alone. But if they start wandering closer to where they want to be, your duty kicks in, and therefore,
that you're saying in rational what should be the rule, yeah. But it is a strange thing. If an animal walks down to around him, you're potter, and I'm telling you, you know why you're potter? Because it's okay. An animal runs into somebody else's field, which is not normal. It just and eats produce that doesn't belong to the owner of that field. You're also potter, even though it's not okay. There you're potter. Why? Why are you potter there? Why are you potter? Because it's not Ovir B'Steachim. So why don't we just say Ovir B'Steachim explain the Shatzuravim as well? If an animal roams down, walks into Mr. Reuven's field. And he eats up Shimon's crop that's there. Shimon left his crop there without permission. Reuven's and the animal Etin went into Reuven's field without permission and ate up all of Shimon's crop. The animal is potter to pay. You don't need to pay. Why? For beer is the achim. So he says, beer is the achim. Has to be the owner's field. It wasn't the owner's field. Finished. So the animal roams down the surrounding. Why don't we just say the same reason? Reason why you're potter. Reason why you're potter is because it's not an etus, a Shimon's crop. It's not Shimon's field. So of course you're potter. Why didn't it come up to a new reason? Okay.
It's possible, I would say that it really will be. It's the end of the day. However, communities
regions can make their own, they can make their own laws in the sense of agreeing communally that it's us or for them to walk in this specific area. It's us to walk in this area. We have to be careful in this area. They can override that halakha of the wind stuff.
Not
it's
sure what
it means. Okay means, I think, none of it's ad common for them.
Why do we have to go on to open it? It can't hit people.
That everyone reads and knows that this is what's allowed to do.
Why did it come onto that? It's not his field. Why did it come onto that? It's not his field. It's not Shimon's field. So your parts are finished. Even if my animal got into done something not okay, it would have been potter. So why was okay? Why did it come to okay? We just said if Shimon would leave his field, his produce in Reuven's field, and the animal would go and eat it, the animal's potter, even though it's not okay. Because it's not Shimon's field. So if Shimon leaves in Rishus Rabin, exactly the same. Shimon leaves in Rishus Rabin, it's not Shimon's field. So if the animal goes ahead and chooses it, it's possibly impossible because it's not Shimon's field. Why do you have to come to Uchi to explain it?
Community
says negative term.
I don't understand why it's okay for an animal to go into some to go into the Uchi Swat's field.
It's not okay. Exactly.
I said,
he walked in, obviously in the middle of the center. Okay. If he walked into somebody else's field, it's not okay. And so yet it's potter because it's not there to stay out. So if he walks down to Shazarabim, we have to find a reason why you're crying, why you're potter, because it's okay. It's potter, it's potter, it's not there to stay out here, just like on the other's field, you have Shazarabim.
So Mordechai should have a role in either situation. I don't understand where
Mordechai fits
in. What's not saying
it
does?
Right, that was the question. Yeah.
Take that Rechavo. He is really Rishus Arabin.
Mm-hmm.
But Chazal considered it like Rishus HaYochid, where the Nizak is able to put his crops there.
That's
therefore, if you look at the deed, that does not belong to him. It belongs totally to the Rishus Rabin.
Right.
And Urche comes into play to define whether the Nizek has permission to put his things there or not. If it's Urche, he does not have permission to put it there, and it's considered like Rishus Rabin. Okay, then.
And Reuven has started and said the Lord, we're making a mistake. Rishus Rabin belongs to everyone. Belongs to the Nizik as well. It belongs to the Nizik as well. And therefore, there would be mockery to say that you would be chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. Because it's also Rishus HaNizik. If it goes into somebody else's field, and that's not the field of the Nizik, so that's okay. If you say, okay, of course you're potter, because it doesn't belong to the Nizik. But Rishus HaRabim, Rashi and the Rif, seem to hold, Rishus HaRabim belongs to the Nizik as well. And therefore, it is his field. It is Obir B'Se'acher. It is the Nizik's field. And the reason why you're potter is because it's okay. The Torah, sure, you have to let me finish the sentence.
You have a minute to put pressure on the subject.
When I finish the sentence, when you heard me internalize what they said, you're welcome to ask it. Not
I apologize.
A long distance. So you have a Rishus HaRabim. We say Rishus HaRabim belongs both to the people, the Baal HaShoel, and it also belongs to the Baal HaPiris. It belongs to the both of rights. Therefore, this is how Rashi is learning, Rashi and Rid. Therefore, when you want to know if an animal goes and mirages off into somebody else's field and eats up Shimon's crop that's placed in the Reuven's field, don't need to pick. That's not Ovir Misteach. The Torah says that's Ovir Misteach in the field of the Nizik, not in the field of the Nizik. But walking down to Shusarabim, it is the field of the Nizik as well. Shusarabim belongs to everyone, it's a public domain. Therefore, says, I have to come up to a new reason why you're false. Okay, it can't be the Torah of Yerbechayim. It can't be. The person can't be obligated to look after his animal to make sure he doesn't eat crop that's lying in the Rishus HaRabim. It can't be. And therefore, okay, defines for us, then the Rishus HaRabim is going to be false. So if we go now to Rashi, now every word of Rashi is Mitzvah. Every word. If Dovid had the kasha last time, why is Rashi not say to Shusha Yochim? Why is Rashi not say the reason why Yochayim? When it's considered a chava, it's because it's considered the Shusha Yochim. The answer to that question, well, I'm looking at Rashi in a minute. The answer to the question is that it's a toast, because Rosh Hashanah is also always Rosh Hashanah Yochid as well. It's always really should be Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But the reason why you're part of Rosh Hashanah is because it's Ochid. If you're going to tell me why you're Chayim by Tzidur Echava, it has to be because it's not Ochid. If you're going to tell me the reason why you're Chayim, don't tell me because the Tzidur Echava is considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's not true. Because even the middle of Rosh Hashanah should also be considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It does right to leave his stuff. So why are you part in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Because it's all good. Therefore, the Torah can't obligate a person to look after his animal to the nth degree to stop him from eating like that. So it's okay. So why are you chayim by Tzidur Echava? Because it's love for him. Let's see Rashi. And then Shua can ask. Says Rashi. We're doing a few Rashi. Number one. When Rashi is now explaining why Shmuel says if it stands at the side of the Rechava, you're gonna be if it goes to the Rechava, you're gonna be chay. There's Rashi, the first word in the line is Rechava. It's about just after halfway down the page. Rechava, you got it, Shmuel? First word is Rechava. And it's a good
I found it.
It's not normal for the shvarim to go there. Hilkach lav kushas harabim domi. It can't be comparable to shudravim where there we end up talking. Okay, on the side doesn't have that, and therefore you're going to be fine. Then again, Rashi further on kulo elmo loypli. The chayim, which is near that picture which you have there. Good armor reason when we explain why Max there is everyone holds your chayim. He wasn't right to turn his head that way to go one way or the other. That was the chesaron. The chesaron was in the back. Did the animal have a right to put it there? To do the activity? The nizik? Anyway, he could put it in the right on the in the middle of the chava, it's almost just a yochid, so to speak. It's almost just an easy. He's got a right to leave his stuff there. Just the reason why the potter is because the bala beema container okay, but the okay car. That's the malach of Rashi in the rib. So let's go over that. We have to move on to taste it in a minute. Malach of Rashi in the rib is that the reason why your potter in a shutz rabim, you can't say the p'tor is because it's not of via bistayach. Right? If I would ask you, Pasuk says you're only chayim if it's a beer, mistayake. So why are you potter for Shem in Rishus Rabbi? And the answer you'd say, because it's not mistayake. Say no. When the Rashi is here, say no on that. The reason why you're potter in Rishus Rabbi, you wouldn't have the Torah of beer, mistayake. Because the method is, it does have a right to this property, like you have a right. He does got a right. The reason why you're potter, because it's okay. That's why you're potter. So now you have to know, is it okay? So if he's coming with Tzidur Echava, it's not okay. If he turns his head, it's not okay. So in all those cases, you're going to have to pay. Same game. If it's in the middle of the street, so although it is the Shusha Nizek as well, you're still going to be potter because of okay. Actually, it was right. You're not doing it. Yeah.
I'm still having a hard time understanding why the board, how is it working? Unless it's not.
What do you mean, how is it open? What do you mean by how is it open?
No, but the animal. But first of all, we're focusing on whose perspective is the orchid? Is it orchid for the animal too? Right? So whether or not somebody had decided, unless the side of the plaza is like it's difficult to access. And so, therefore, it's not common for animals to be there. Then okay, I can understand why Rosh is saying, it's not common for Shvarim to be there because it's not open space. And maybe they only like to be in open space, not confined space. Maybe somehow this is a confined space. And so that makes it more. But like an animal, just I don't get how it's
Okay, means that is over the mihan is mashuna. You're focusing on what he's doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Over the mihan. Okay, I mean, it's the main thoroughfare where you have to go down to Shazarabim. That will have to let you do, we can't stop you from letting animals walk down the main thoroughfare. But we can expect you to prevent the animals from going off to the right and the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we mean by okay. So, okay, I mean, it walked down the main thoroughfare, what do you want from me? I have to get my animals from A to B, and they walk down the street, what can you do? So, maybe the Torah can't be machaya me if my animal eats on the way. If my animal goes off and walks up somewhere else, the Torah can say, no, you should watch the animal and stop it from going off.
Okay.
So that's the shiny. So Shmuel says, you're going to be chayim. You know why? Because he went off the street, off the beaten track. Then you're going to be chayim, because that's not considered okay. Not that it's a weird act. Rather, it's not considered the main.
So the orfe is really, it's an onus on the owner of the animal. That's what we're putting it. It's similar to like what Yossi was saying. So part of being like the
onus as in English or Hebrew?
Onus of English.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So I'm talking about the English word onus.
Okay. Yeah. There is the responsibility for the Bala Pema, some responsibility to ensure it doesn't go off the beaten track, but to stop it from eating as it's walking down the main beaten track is an impossibility.
Okay.
And the Torah will bring him to it. He did the normal activity, it didn't go off.
So we're redefining Orte.
In Shem.
It's only in Shem. Like, what about Rebbe?
No, same. Go to Canada. I don't mean to say he's doing a machine. Right, okay, so that's Shittas Rashi. Now, Tosis straight away said no. Tosis said, Venerary, remember, Tosis we just saw it beforehand. It's Sidra Kova, Kashivi, Chatzar Hanizim. The Kona Echo, the Isha Rishus, Lania Perisov, Keneged Pesach Pesach. But Tosis says, you know why you're chayim by Sidra Kova? Because it's Rishus Ayokit, Shus Hanizim. Tosis, sorry. In the middle of Rechava, that's not Rosh Hashanism. Sidir Rechava, that's considered Rosh Hashanism. But Tosis understands, not like that, what we just said. Tosis understands, in the middle of the Rechava, it's not Rosh Hashanism. The reason why Potter is Poshut, from here is the Acha, it's not Rosh Hashanism. A person doesn't have a right to leave his produce there and expect something not to eat up. So it's considered Rosh Hashanism, that's not the Rosh Hashanism. Sidir Rechava is considered Rosh Hashanism. The Tosis straight away jumped on the thing and said, Rosh Hashanizik, because the book of Tosis, it's very black and white. Sidur Chava, Rosh Hashanizik, Toyfer Chava is Potter because the Potter says, Ovir, Mistay, Achim. There's no difference between somebody else's field or in the middle of the street. It's not Ovir, Mistay, Achim. It's not Rosh Hashanizik's property. So we have a Machrik to say, Rashi Tosis, what is the Ptor of Shen in Rosh Hashanizik? That's why we are important Yisoid, which we're taking out. What is the Ptor of Shen Rosh Hashanah? Is the Ptor in Shen Rosh Hashanah? Because simply, it's not on the Rosh Hashanah, it's not the Rosh Hashanah. Or, no, wrong. It is Rosh Hashanah. Because the Nizek got a right to be there, just like you got a right to be there. It is Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why I bought it for a different reason of it's not okay. Everyone agrees that there's a Ptor of the Rosh Hashanah. Just maybe not in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, when it comes to a third party's field, Ovir Misteach, it can be bottom because Ovir Misteach. It's not the Rosh Hashanah of the Nizik. And therefore, even if the animal's doing something weird, it's not the Rosh Hashanah of the Nizik. And therefore, the Torah of Ovir Misteach. Shaina is Rosh Hashanah also a Torah of Ovir Misteach. Is there a Torah of Ovir Misteach in Rosh Hashanah? According to Rashi, no. Because it's also Rosh Hashanah. Reason why Potter is because it's not okay, it's not the depth. And so you gave a special leniency to allow animals to walk down the street. Yes.
So, but it has to be Daka, according to Tufa Daka, in front of his house.
We discussed that last week. We discussed on two. On
so wherever, I just when want to make sure it's not clear.
Yeah, we discussed on some. Whatever. Right. It was discussed on that. I want to kind of what we want to do. So this is a very important yisoid, which as we go along, we're going to see different places. This yisoid. Shem v'shusarabim. Why important Shem v'shusarabim? What the study? Why important Shem v'shusarabim? Is it simply because it's not really Zeacher? Or is it because it's still considered Rishus and Nizek, but it's a Ptor of order, right?
Then, if
I have to look for it, you have to find it.
Mark said
we'll give him the Zeacher. We have to find it. No, if Potter doesn't give him the then you're going to be Chayyab. We'll give him the Zeacher. Don't say what Zeacher means. Zeacher could mean the Nizek's own personal property, or Zeacher could mean that the Nizek's got a right to put such things in it.
Right, so that's first one. Rishus Nizek doesn't mean your.
No, so saying Rishus Rabin down the middle of Rishus Rabin might also be. Might also be Zeacher.
Does anybody say that it tells us closer to the reading of the pasuk? I mean, it just seems like it's a
kiddush to say. Even places, you see that stay okay doesn't mean literally right. Stay out.
Where is the goal right
now? It's where the shot. So it's a very small link between us and place. Everybody agrees that our person's got rishus to put his stuff down in the shusar abim, as long as it's not a bird.
To what extent?
It's got a right to put it there. And I'm going to say, if I put down my walking down my lawn and I put down my thing for a few minutes to rest, nobody can give me a ticket for doing that. So I've got a right to put it there. Nobody can come and take it away, unless it's a bird. But nobody got a right to take it away from me.
Right.
So I've got a right to the Chinese. Is that considered enough to be considered the Shoshanis? The case of Tesis also, no. Okay, in the middle of the Shoshan where people are walking, that's not considered your property. Up in the cap, let's say my animal eats it, you can't have it to be on me, but not because this is the place for the animals to walk, not the place for your things to put down. On the sides, that's okay, that's for people to place their words. And Rashi says, ultimately, this area belongs to you and belongs to me, belongs to us equally, and therefore it's still considered to be a mistake out here. Oh, it's the new so-called. Yes, sure. That's fine. Good. So this vault, which is not writes it, but actually is in Pulpilla Carita, which stands for what means a sharp pepper, which is found under the Rosh in Love. In Sipkot and Alec of Pulpilla Carita, it's on Dafka Yemel. I don't know if you'll manage to find it out. It's quite a long read. But that's where he writes. Imamish writes this point. Imamish writes the chotzer shel shneim. The chotzer shel shneim. The chotzer belongs to both of them. Is called rishus nizik. And the reason why a chotzer is because of pochim. Hashemi. Chotzer shel eino shel shneim. Even the rib is maskin the rib is the after the pasuk says. Your potter, even though it's not okay, not normal for an animal to wander off in that field, your potter because of baby's tail. So there's two parameters, whatever you want to call it, when defining when the ptor of Shem is surrounded. When there's a ptor of Shem, where did that happen? Did the Nizik have a right to be there? If the Nizik didn't have a right to be there, then the ptor is a baby's tail out there. Irrelevant, this animal did something which was off the beaten path.
The Nizik or the Nazik?
The Nizik. The Nizik. Yeah. If the Nizik didn't have a right to be there, you put it in somebody else's field. So then, I'm potter. Why not potter? Because of it, it's the outcome. The Torah says only if my animal wandered into the field of the Nizik. He didn't do that. But it's the outcome, so we're going to be potter. And then you have a case where the Nizik does have a right to be there, just like the Mazik has a right to be there. A Chotzer Shel Shneim, or Shuturabim, which belongs to both of them, obviously. So we made in that case, you can't only be able to stay out there, because it was stay out there, it might feel. It's my potter, because like Rashi here says, twice, it's Nabokhi. Reason one, your animal did something, you're going to be high if it's not okay. And if it's normal, you're going to be positive because it's open. We're focusing on the top. If it's okay, you're going to be pot. Right? Good or not?
So I hear the differentiation that works very well. But why are we forced to say that the machlok is between Rashi and Tosfos? Why can't we say that they are explaining the same place? That both of them, it's not called Rishus HaNizik from a deed standpoint, and it's not called it's called Rishus HaRabim somewhat. So Rashi says it's not Rishus HaRabim, meaning this quasi place that we're defining that has the place where the Nizik can put his stuff. But it's still really Rishus HaRabim. So you don't consider it like Rishus HaRabim, but you can't call it Rishus HaNizik because it's not Rishus HaNizik technically. And Tosfos is explaining the same thing. He says Chashibe Chatzer HaNizik. It's not the Chatzer HaNizik. It's considered like the Chatzer.
Okay, so the answer is basically what we mentioned already. Well, I mentioned earlier, David, I had a question. You learned through this Rashi. Why does Rashi not? Why is Rashi speaking the opposite? Why didn't Rashi say what it is? The reason why you're chayv, but didn't say that.
It's not Rishus HaNizik. It doesn't. If you looked at the deed, it wouldn't be Rishus HaNizik. It's not Rishus HaNizik. You could have used the term.
Yeah. Why? You want to tell me why you're chayv? Then tell me the reason why you're chayv, not the reason why you're not chayv. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, so what we're saying, he goes and explains all the different. This here with Rashi Tosfos, he finds many, many places on this Amud even where we find this Rashi Tosfos. Maybe we'll bump into one or two as we go along, but he's learning very interesting. The reason why you're potter is because the Nizik. It's true that Nizik had the right to be there, but the Mazik, it's okay. It's a Mazik. So now Yossi's right. What we really have to do is do a search through places and find out if Rashi explains why a Chot by Shen in Rishusa Rabin is bottom. That's what we really have to do. Go on, Yossi. Don't find one. Shutter Rabin Porto, here we are, got one already. I'm Shutter Rabin Porto, Rashi on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Right, that doesn't sound like we're just saying. This Rashi says the reason why Potter is Shutter Rabin because of Mimis Te'achem, which was saying nine places. Truth is, this Rashi is going to be the Kam of this Rashi. Remember, there's two miles from Rashi. Right. Rashi says, Siddhi Rechon, the reason why you Potter, the reason why you Pari, is the Nishun, right? So Rashi Pemet learned that you'd be Potter even on Siddhi Rechon, because it's Mimis Te'achem. So it's not such a, can't be such a right in this Rashi. Rashi is going to Mishnah, and we're going to Madol Masi. We have to find some other Rashis, and we have to see if we've got any rights. He wants to say this Madol Masi goes with the room.
They really said it. The Gemara itself says, "Get me that in the Gemara."
Rashi, if we look in the Rif, you have any turn of the Rif that would cost too much. It shouldn't take us too long to find it. Summed up, please think about it. Find it. Here we are. If you're looking up, Aleph on the base of the rift. So you're in the Aleph on the base. It's right at the beginning of the rift. You go to the rift in the very beginning of the septa. Very beginning of the septa.
Not perishing.
No, not very big. Big Aleph. So it's probably on your maybe the second page in the rift. Says here, the Kulu Bain Ovid being told is more than Mitchilos, you know. That's what I have. It's on my page, it's the second page, it's about the seventh line down on the same page. If David and Reuven should have the same thing.
He's probably,
yeah.
What's the religion part?
Very polarized. Yeah.
Yeah, I got him.
It almost controls. No.
Main Ava is Ben Tolda is Mo'adam Mitchilasan. All the obvious Mizikin, they're all Mo'ad Mitchilasan, Lebao Mikaren, the Tam. Lebao Mikaren, Shari. The Tam, or the Besaid Mo'ad. First it starts off with Tam and then moves on to Mo'ad. Who? Meshen Veregel. Meshus Rabbi Petoim. Meshum. Ke'ochayu. Who? Shen a regular pattern should have him because it's all chayu. First, right?
Yeah.
But first, the reason why your pattern should have because it's all chayu.
I'm just
coming back. So that's what you have to say. We have a question. The pattern says a baby steacher. We should have a question on this trip. The pattern says a baby steacher. Why do I need to come on to a new reason for chayu? Might be Rosh asked this question on the roof. But we could have this question on it. Why do you need to tell me Ochayu? Because the Pasuk says of Ibisdeach. Do I have a question? Why is Tam Chatzi Nezek? No, the Torah says why. Pasuk Kasper. So why does he need to feel, they need to tell you why? Meshum do Ochayu. So the way we're now saying, come to Ibnachum, because it wouldn't help you to say it would be Ibisdeach. Because there is Steach, there is a Shut of the Nezek. Well, now we say Ibisdeach. Tell me a new reason. Because of Chayim.
It's not clear to come up. Shus the Yachin is also Shus the Nizim.
Shus
the Rabbin is also Shus the Nizim. I mean, that's the common understanding.
Yes, not. Yes, not. Yes,
not. All right.
That's
why not? Why doesn't it
matter? Shus. It's not physical.
Why is it like a why is it like a Chayim?
So if you look right now with regards to the more discussing the regular, you're going to think the Lashon will be able to stay ahead?
And say it's not stay out.
Stay out, not will be able to stay
out. That's another 200 feet. So don't say it here. Say stay out. So I'm quite good. Rashi said the previous day, Rashi is too much.
It's called Uchayu, the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing, Michal. What do you mean Uchayu? It's not Uchayu, right? If it goes into somebody else's field, it's not Uchayu. You're still bottom, because it's not Steyache. So why is it Shasarabim? It is Steyache. However, it is Uchayu. That's the way the Buddha brings to say. Again, we have to look around in Rashi, so definitely you're right. Standard Rashi seems to say that it's because of Beis Te'avim, right? That's the standard Rashi. But these Rashis in the Mother of Asa, not like that. Yeah.
You have an interesting anomaly, because somebody, you know, the Baal of the Hema would be, let's say that the animal goes onto Shimon's property, and Levi leaves stuff on Shimon's property without permission. And the animal goes and eats both. So it's the same negligence, the same lack of watching out for his animal.
Right.
But he's only be hired to one and not hired to the other.
Right. Why should that be?
Well, because
of one. It's completely Seachim. Well, if it's Seachim, you're hired.
But the actuality is that the animal did go to Seachim, or just happened to eat somebody else's produce along with the owner's
post. Right, very good. You brought that out very graphically. Yeah, 100% right. Okay, so that was that thesis. Very good. So you say this thing, my colleague just went about time on it, but it's an important thing. Now we're moving on. You managed to do the other three thesis then?
Yeah.
Okay, the first two are not that big, although Nochum Nitzal makes in these two thesis also a shorter rush days on it, but enough for today. From the doorway of the chanut. What's the door? How would you define? What have you explained? If Yaakov, how do you explain a Pesach chanus?
According to the
chapter comes out. Right. So the Rashi, how does Rashi explain it? Oh, so Rashi doesn't explain it, so what does it mean?
It's
Pesach Hanos, right? Rashi means Pesach Hanos as in the doorway. So it says, no. Hem trise hachanuyos, shemanichim lifnei hachanuyos, kishapois venoison, venoison Jean Paris. They were talking about it's some type of
structure.
It's a structure. I don't know if you've ever been to these. Fruit stores, yeah, they have a what? What do you call it? Yeah, right. It's something that they put down. There's a window like these ice cream kiosk places. So they have this thing that juts out and put the things on it. Pallet with a P. Okay, must be an American.
That's what they're talking about. That's for transport.
Anyway, it's a ledge, which it's like the door there. You have, I once had a picture, I'll try to find it. You have
window shopping.
And you have in the beachfront, they have a lot. It's all closed up.
Oh, okay.
And then the window.
It's not a beachfront, it's like a lifeguard. It's like a door bridge.
Right. Yeah. The window comes down, and now you've got a window you can look out, and it's also got
a shelf. It's a shelf. Right.
That is what it means here. Pesach Hanus means it's a triseh hanuyos. It is this type of shelf. Sheminichim lefnei hanuyos, kishapois venoison. When you open up the chanut, it now open in front. Venoison shom peretz, and he places the peretz there. So then, in Pesach Hanus, you're going to be chayev. You're potter, sorry. In Pesach Hanus, you're potter. And in Pesach Hanus, we said you are potter. Right, in Mishalem Ma Shenenis. Oh, Mishalem is Ma Shenenis. Loyu Ma Shenenis, Loyu also Lahamid. Next places.
Okay.
Mishalem is Ma Shenenis. Loyu also Lahamid Kigoyun Shepesach Hanus Boilet Hitoy Harapara. Why don't we just say that this shelf is sticking out into the Rechava? And that's why you have to pay Mashin Enis and not Mashin Zikim. Remember what the Gemara was saying, and we should just quickly remind you. The Gemara was asking a question on Rav from Pesach HaKanos. Rav said that if it's Mavzeres, you're going to be a Chayav. He said, if Pesach HaKanos, you're going to be Potter. So why don't we just simply answer and say that this shell is jutting out, it juts out into Mitoch HaRakom. Never that, while simply walking, he's going to bump into it. Why didn't we say that? Huh?
It does not need to turn.
And that's why you're going to be tired. But that's why you're going to be bothered.
Right?
So why didn't we answer that? The answer to Ham is going to Pesach HaKanos boiled the Toich HaRakova v'yachol lo lechol v'lo yechidla, and he could eat it without turning its head. The Moed Rav, the bottle. Because Rav would be masking in that case would be bottle. So why didn't we say that? Why didn't we just answer that? Why didn't we answer to my Karen's obvious? Why don't we say that this thing is jutting out into the middle of the Rechava? Answer to this is, Pishayin derech hachanos liya izboidet kol kach. It's not normal for it to jut out so far. It's not normal for the Pesach hachanos to go out into the middle of the Rechava. So maybe since it's not normal, that's why we didn't say that. That's why we had to say we're talking about Karen's office. So the question was on Rav. Rav saying, Machzeres is going to be Chayev. So why the Pesach HaKanos are you potter? So what's the case of Pesach HaKanos? Come to Rashi. It's a normal doorway. Why are you potter? Because, why you potter? Because so we thought it's normal for an animal to turn its head to eat. That's the cash on Rav. Contentators, we're not talking about a normal doorway, we're talking about it's a blita, it's some type of shelf that's in front of it. So then it's got a question. So why don't we just say we're sticking out quite far? It doesn't normally stick out that far. Rashi obviously didn't ask why don't we say it's sticking out quite far? So it's only a doorway, right? And a doorway, that doesn't stick out far, doorway's on the side of the shops. If it's a shell that sticks out, maybe it could stick out further. Come on, shalom, no. Ein derech hachanus is boiled gold. Very good, that's the Mahalach of Tosis. Any guesses why Tosis doesn't want to talk about the Pesach Hanus Mamish?
Because the Rishus on this, that Nizek had Rishus to put his stuff there, and therefore would be considered a like Rishus on this.
No, but because the shop too, of course, yes, Rishus to put it there. It's part of his unwillingly. And I find that difficult.
So it's much more contagious that if it's Pesach HaKanos, then that's already his Rishut Tayyokin Mamish. Pesach HaKanos, much like his Rishut Tayyokin Mamish. If it's his Rishut Tayyokin Mamish, it's a normal Pesach HaKanos, doorway.
Okay.
If it's Rishut Tayyokin Mamish, then of course the animal would be a chayav. So we must be talking about an area which is both Rishut Tayyokin and Rishut Tayyokin can go there. And then it could be a mockery to say that you only pay machinettes. As much as they took it straight from the doorway, the physical doorway, then this animal would have to pay come what may. Why? Because that is considered Rishusiyah Mamish. If an animal eats from my house, that's about Rishusiyah. And the only reason is it considered Rishusiyah on the side of the Tzidir Pava? When this thing's sticking out, is it considered Rishusiyah? In the Pesach HaKanos, doorway, the physical doorway, of course you should say, okay, and of course you're going to be
who has wishes to put it on this priest?
That's what the shadow between Rav and Shmuel was, and that's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya for. You see that Rav held that on the side of this of the shusara of the Rechava is considered a shusan izik. That's a rabbi. It's a wrong question. You see, this is the side of the Rechava. He's putting out a shelf. That's the side of the Rechava. And you see, don't have a dinner for Shusan Izik. That was a question of the Gemara.
Right?
And that was the Gemara's question. I'm asking, why did the Gemara need to ask it from making a shelf? Why didn't we prove it itself from the doorway itself? Because the doorway is a shelf. If it's a Rishus Yochid, of course you're going to be Potter. Only then, not you're going to be Chayav. The whole machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is in discussing parts of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid itself, even Shmuel would agree that, of course, you're getting a chayyim.
If you open up the door,
in between the door frame, that's called Pesach Anus. That's a Anus. So. Everyone, that's definitely Rishus HaYochid. That's what they told them. That there can't be a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Must be there's something sticking out into the Rechava. In the Rechava, there can now be a discussion. What's the din on the side of the Rechava? Says Rav, that's Rishus HaYochid. Says Shmuel, no, that's Rishus HaRabim. Whoa, if you're going to Rav, so why by Pesach HaKanus, which is something sticking out into Rishus HaRabim, why are you going to be potter? You just have to pay, right?
Going to Rav, you only pay Mishavis Vashenenis, you should have to pay more.
Because we're talking about carrying dogs, but so the whole Nidin is only on the sides of the problem. And that is the Etzim Rishus HaRabim. And the guy's got permission to put these things there. So then you could have a discussion between Rav and Shmuel whether it's got in Rishus HaYochid or not. But if it's inside the door, then it's certainly Rishus HaYochid. There wouldn't be a discussion between Rav and Shmuel. Of course, you'd have to pay Rashi Hezik. Right? Rashi didn't say that. Rashi learned what's Pesach HaKanos? The doorway itself. Why? How can it be? If it's the door itself, why shouldn't you pay Mashiach Zikin?
Why are you paying the door?
No, the animals are walking by with a sniff. Put it inside your store. Don't put it outside.
Place the door, didn't think like that.
But she does.
No, but why? What's the difference in Machlokes?
Who has a
why do you why is Rashi all think one way?
I think we base it right now because the guy who walked with his animal in. So he says, the guy who the animal says, my animal has a right to be there. Why was the fruit jutting out of your store?
Kelsey, just think a second, okay? Just let me know when you got along the Mahala. That, come to Rashi, why are you potting Rishus HaRabim? That means it really is Rishus HaNizek anyway. It's really Rishus HaNizek. It's okay. If so, call Pesach Kanos also Rishus HaNizek. So what? It's still, if it's okay, it would still be bottom. Who cares if it's Rishus HaNizek? If it's okay, even Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaNizek, but you're potter because of okay. So let Pesach HaKanos be Rishus HaYochid. But if it's okay, you would still only pay Mashenenis. So that's what the Gemara's question was. The Mishnah says here that you Pesach HaKanos you pay only Mashenenis. Why should it be only Mashenenis? Must be because it's okay. Why is it okay? Because it turns its head. It's okay to turn its head. That's a kasha Rav. Rav says the turning head isn't okay. Rav holds the turning head is not okay. The mission says eating from inside the doorway of a Rishus HaRabim of a shop is normal. All right, yeah. It says you only pay much in it, so it's normal. So you see, turning head is normal. So we're saying like this. From to Rashi in Rishus HaRabim, the reason why you're potter is not because it's not Rishus HaRabim. It is Rishus HaRabim. The reason why you bottle is because it's okay. In as much you go that way, then even if it really eats from something which is really Rishus HaYochid, if it would be okay, it would be bottom. That's why the Gemara is asking the question on Rav. It's eating Pesach HaKanos, so why are you buying bottle? Must be it's normal to eat, must be it's normal to turn its head. According to Tosfos, the whole discussion here was only referring to an area of Rishus HaRabim. Whether we will decide, consider that Rishus HaYochid or not. Because Rav will say it is Rishus HaYochid, and Shmuel will say it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. But from the Pesach HaKanos, everyone knows it's Rishus HaYochid. So nobody would say you pay Mashenenis, you don't pay Mashenzik. That's why you have to say we're talking about it sticking out into the
Rav.
And Rav
says it's okay because
he says
that it's
foreign,
it's not, has nothing to do with this.
This same Machlokes is between Rashi and Tosfos, Madovat, and Tosfos fizzles out into the next Tosfos. Who says that Rashi holds that rich? No, not that I thought, but it doesn't mean that it's the other. Okay. You can't compare the two at all. Because on the end of the day, after it's in Zokul, it's not going to do Hilton Shabbos.
But we have a terminology. It's not the same as Shusser Rabbin, as Shusser Yachin. It's like so like.
No.
I don't have to do that. It's not the same thing.
Has to be, no. Never said anywhere in the Torah Shusser Rabbin, Shusser Yachin, regarding the Zokul. You're making a mistake in that. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Rishus Rabbin or Rishus Yachin when it comes to fishing mission. Nowhere. What does it say? It doesn't even say Rishus Anizim. What does the Torah say?
Yeah.
Stay after. It got, went into somebody else's field. It devoured in someone else's field, meaning in the Nizik's field. So as much as we can define it, the Nizik's field, then that was Ubiyah Bistay Achim. I was busy being able to stay after. So define it. So now we need to look. How do you define it? Who said that? Who says the man is down? Not mine, but rather someone else.
Not yours. If it was
good,
whatever
I can't. You want to do it? Send it to put up a lift to say first in the East Aleph. Mommy speaks out. This is so that she's which I'm not saying he's not the first to say that. That the Rosh Hashanah can also be called stay up, it could also be called that.
Where do you have a source to say that? Where
because then it's just all right to be there. Because then it's because we're right to be there.
But it's not always stay up there.
It is, you said not.
How is it called stay up there?
If it wasn't called, that's what you said, right? You even said the reason why you bought it is just right because all chayyim. Why did you just say that? Just say that the term is sent to him. Because if it goes and eats in somebody else's field that's not the Nizik's property, you're also bottom. Where's that from? Because it's not Steachem. So you see, Steachem doesn't mean not yours. Steachem doesn't mean not yours. It means Steachem. It doesn't mean not yours.
I would say that because if it was yours, you would say
if you go to somebody else's field and you eat somebody else's produce in that field. He didn't have permission to leave there. Sure, the word left there. The legal part. Yeah. Reuben's animal went into Shimon's field and let Levi's produce. It was every stay out here for somebody else's field, the way you're understanding stay out here. It went into somebody else's field. Why don't you have to pay? That is because you make a mistake. Stay out. It doesn't mean somebody else's field, not yours. It doesn't mean that because if you wouldn't.
What part of the definition is that? Part of the definition.
It does not mean not yours. Because if it would be not yours, then why are you going to a third party field that you're going to the bottom? So you damage somebody else's produce, why do you have to pay for that? You damage somebody else's produce, why do you not need to pay for that person's produce?
What? No, why?
Because stay up means stay hidden. Okay, we can't go to leave the article translation for the time being. We've seen Mishnahs and Gemaras. We're clear that Teresh of our pair is going to explain to us what the Teresh of Oksav mean. So when it says the baby stay up, it means it went and damaged the Nizik's field. Okay. So now we need to know, is Rishon Tzarabim, what we normally call Rishon Tzarabim, can it be defined as the field of the Nizik? Can it be defined that way? The Rif holds yes. Now, if you're right in the translation, it means I went into somebody else's field, nothing to talk about. I didn't go into somebody else's field, I went into my own field. But if the translation is not that, because it's mukha, it's not that from other cases. But you go into somebody else's field, you're still bottom. So it must be, I devoured in that guy's field. So now we've got discussion. Obviously, It's mechudosh. Obviously, there's otherwise it wouldn't be an exciting shit today. It's mechudosh, but it's a kiddush which is already said by Rav and Das Rif, and it's very meduyik in Rashi. Rashi never once mentions Rosh Hashanah. Always talks about whether he had permission, didn't have permission. Is it like Rosh Hashanah? Not like Rosh Hashanah? What's going on with Rashi? Call a spade the spade, like this is done. Terence is. Because Rosh Hashanah would be a reason to be high. Oh, very good. So, Potter should be. Why are you Potter? Till now, I've always thought, oh, maybe stay out here, to be going out of my field into somebody else as much as it's not my field. Not. Says the Papa Rif there. I go into the Rif. The reason why Potter is best, okay. If I have Potter should be, I have my field.
I think
the animals roam around my fields, actually roam around.
What's walking?
That it's walking on the beaten track.
You know, we've agreed
on that. On.
We're agreed to this.
What's agreed?
We agree no. That's the way you live.
No. Walking, I mean, normal. Normal, not normal as opposed to Mishunah. That's where Mishunah is like, you can get to it, you have to have your clear boxes. When we talk about Karen or versus Shenrego, Karen is he did something weird. His act was a weird act. Here we don't mean that. It means it when talking about Shenrego, it has to be normal act, eating, walking is normal. But is it on the beaten path or off the beaten path?
Where is this word in the Torah? I want to know, where does he have a right to tell me that? Where is his source, the Torah? Uche, Shufis, Uche.
There is.
Show me in the Torah.
The Rosh told us the pshat is Efsha bar the farish tam apostle lama patros in Torah b'shitzravim b'shitdal k'yileinu b'shitzravim b'yefsha she'el v'abayim
b'akeh. That's not
only
a Torah source.
It's the Rif. The Rif understood that's the Rif
Mekadol. That's not meaning that it's a communal agreement that's where you're
left.
You know what? Source with the word. That's what I'm asking. I'm being picky. I'm saying, what's the word that would say to him, the Torah bothered you there? Okay, where?
Yeah.
He is a job. He is a job.
It's a swamp.
What?
I'm saying it's a swamp.
It's a swamp.
Well, yeah.
There's somebody.
Okay, so have a good day. Go to my shepherds.